a real band.
I understand. Yeah.
My one man band where I had Roll Up magazine and had wooden boxes for drums and coat hangers. I'd blow through the magazine and beat on the boxes. And I would be in the backyard just having a ball. I mean, I would be enjoying myself.
Entertaining yourself.
And had picket fence, and I could take the coat hanger and go down the fence and woo, 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 woo. And I remember the old ladies, I didn't care what they were saying. He ain't right. He ain't gonna make it. He ain't right. And I'd be just, whoop. And my mother would come up with some kid to play with me. Say, oh, surprise, I've got Johnny Jr. here to play with. And I would be drugged because Johnny Jr. would interfere with my fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I started blowing the horn, I would get up on top of the barn garage. It was a barn. I'd get up on top of the barn with my horn, and the cat stayed across the alley to be on top of his barn. He had a saxophone, and we'd be up there blowing at each other. Woo, woo, woo. And my dad would come home from work, and he'd be standing there laughing. We'd be up on top of his barn. See, back then, we used to practice body moves. We couldn't play nothing, so we said, woo, 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 woo. Say, no, wait, we gotta get some body English on it. You know, wiggle your shoulders. Woo, 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 woo. We practiced that stuff.
Uh-huh. So and how old were you then?
7 and 8. So it was in you, so, by the time I was 13, I'm sitting up in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I had